I want to thank the folks that took the time to come back this Sunday. I thought about this week. We had 120 people here last Sunday for Easter Sunday. This Sunday, we don't even have half that many. I think we've got 53, 54, something like that here today. And sometimes you look out and you think, well, you know, there's lots of things going on. If the folks who are here this morning who've got any kind of ache or pain or who don't feel like they could have been here this morning, there's probably a whole lot of you sitting here this morning who worked kind of hard, that things don't feel good this morning, things hurt, they ache. You could have probably said, you know, it would have been easy. It would have been easy to not get up and come today. I even thought about it myself, but I said, you know, got something to do. I've got achy knees, and I've got a tooth ache that I've never, don't know what's going on. I think I've cracked a tooth, but the dentist will be on my agenda tomorrow. Anyway, it's just been giving me a fit. So if I get too much air on one side or anything, hot or cold, it's like I see stars and black out and everything else, and it's like, oh, don't do that, don't do that. But anyway, so I just appreciate those who've taken the time today to come and to listen and to hear what it is that God has to say to us the second Sunday of Easter. To know today's lectionary text is from John's Gospel, the 20th chapter, and we're just going to finish on. We stopped at verse 18 last Sunday. We're going to go 19 through 31. And this is could have been called Doubting Thomas today. This could have been called a lot of things. I think sometimes Thomas gets a bad rap because he wasn't there. He wasn't there with the rest of the disciples whenever Jesus showed himself and appeared to the others. They got to see. They got to see all those things. They got to see his hands and his side, and they got to see him. But Thomas wasn't there. He didn't show up to church that day, and he missed out. So later on, whenever the disciples are telling him, you just should have been there. You just won't believe who we've seen. He's back. He's here. And they're like, he's like, I ain't believing him. Not until I can see it. Not until I put my hand in it. Not until I know. So today, that's what we're going to talk about. Beginning in verse 19 of the 20th chapter of John's Gospel. And when it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and he stood among them and he said, peace be with you. And after he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. And Jesus said to them again, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. But Thomas, who was called the twin, he was one of the 12, and was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, we have seen the Lord. But he said to them, unless I see the mark of the nails in his hand and put my finger in the mark of the nail on his hand and to his side, oh, I will not believe. A week later, the disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and he stood among them and he said, peace be with you. And then he said to Thomas, put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe. Thomas answered him, my Lord and my God. And Jesus said to him, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet come to believe. So now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The word of God this day for us, his children. Thanks be to God.